Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We are recording. We are recording. Okay. So, what we trying to do here is to explain how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted the da'wah. First of all, Islam was established using Prophet Muhammad, how Prophet Muhammad conducted da'wah. How Prophet Muhammad conducted da'wah. The first, I want to tell you that Islam was spread using the laws of
nature,
not miracles. Got it? Okay. Why is that? Why is that? Can you think of a prophet when he make da'wah using miracles? People ended up worshiping him? Who's the prophet?
Jesus,
that's right. Prophet Isa.
Prophet Isa,
because he conducted his da'wah using miracles, okay, people ended up worshiping him. So miracles like...
So they only worshipped him because he had miracles? That's the only reason?
One of the reasons is because he established his da'wah using miracles. Now, let me... Let me ask you, what are the miracles that Prophet Isa used?
He was born without a father.
Yes.
And he brought life back to the dead.
He healed people. He was born without a father, and he healed people. What else?
And he brought back somebody from the dead.
He brought back somebody from the dead. Okay.
Can I run a bathroom really fast?
Islam is spread from using the laws of nature. Using the laws of nature. Okay. What else? There is one more important miracle that is missing. Can you come here? You. Okay. How many miracles? We have last miracle for Prophet
Isa.
Okay. We have one miracle.
That's why I can write it.
Okay. Thank you. You got that part right? Okay. Well, you need to rotate this chair like this so that you can see me talking. Otherwise, you won't be able to see me or the board. So, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he first announced that he is a prophet of Allah, was he welcomed or was he...
He was not welcome.
Bashed or what?
Bashed or banished?
Banished.
Banished means?
To be sent away, if you live in an island and there's a
pretty
guy...
It's pretty much a medieval term that people use. Yeah. Like, you are banished from this kingdom.
Yes.
Because you can never come back to this province or state.
He wasn't banished yet, but he was ridiculed. He was ridiculed. Okay? So when he started, he said to people, do you know that? Did you ever see me making a lie? Yeah, making a lie? They said no.
Yes.
Okay. So, etc., etc. Now the people of Quraysh, were they afraid of Muhammad at the beginning?
They were.
Okay. How come... Before he brought Islam, he was the most trusted and the most honest. And when he brought Islam, he became the liar.
And the truth not maker.
Huh? How come? What's the difference? What made them transform their opinion? Radical transform. Instead.
Everything you've practiced for the past hundreds of years are wrong. You believe me now.
Yes,
no,
because
he's bringing a new religion that people
that's
are scared
right.
of to be like they're scared of change. Because
people
so,
start believing into
yeah.
that.
Because the baggage of Islam.
Oh yeah, because people would start believing into that and they won't come for the pilgrimage thing.
The baggage of Islam, basically. So we say that the baggage of Islam that he brought, were disliked by the Arab lords. They disliked, the Arab lords disliked the baggage of Islam. Why did they dislike,
Because they disliked it.
Because it calls for justice. It calls for justice. Okay. Were justice established then?
No.
So the Arab lords are the lords. The Arab lords are the lords. And the Arab lords are the lords and the rest of the people were slaves.
Oh.
Were the slaves. So that's why. That's why they didn't like Islam. Because Islam would make them equal to their slaves. Okay? Because Islam is going to turn away the Arabians from coming to Mecca. Mecca was like New York City at that time. And it had a lot of business. People come for pilgrimage for their idols. Every tribe has its own idols. Each tribe has his own idols. For example, Hubal was the one for Quraysh. I'm sorry, Al-Lat wal-Uzza were the ones for Quraysh. You got that?
Yeah.
So when people come to visit their idol and to make, remember, they are treating this idol like God. Okay? On earth. You can do better in the writing.
I don't.
Okay. Okay. So people will no longer come. People will no longer come. Why? Because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling them that these idols are worthless. These idols are worthless. The ones you call on and treat them like God, they are nothing but pieces of stone. You got that one?
That's true.
So the short answer is, why the question was,
the question was, how did Prophet Muhammad conduct da'wah?
Yes, no, the question was, that we just answered. Go ahead.
I thought people they worship white. So why would they worship God if they pretty much they build God out of stone and they worship Him?
Well,
they worship Allah, but the thing is that like they quote unquote worship the idols because they believe that Allah.
Why would they worship something they can make?
No, because they believe that Allah is too big for them and like they can talk to them directly, so they make the idols, which is in between God and
the idols,
so they talk to the
Allah.
Do you not pay attention?
That's right. It's like a Congress representative. It's like their Congress. They represent them at the president. The president can't take care of everybody, so there are representatives that will bring our cases to the president of the United States. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So the question was, Muhammad was a Sadiq al-Amin. How come he became the liar and the bad guy?
Because they didn't like him.
Because he brought with him
Islam,
the baggage of La ilaha illallah. How come the Arab lords hated the baggage of La ilaha illallah?
Because everybody was like, oh yeah, idols are gods too. And they have multiple idols that they worship. So there's no God but Allah.
They have conflict of interest with Islam. Number one, Islam calls for justice.
But didn't they always believe it? Allah is their true God, but they just worship the idols too?
Yes.
Wasn't that the...
No, but
they believe that Allah was a God, or did they just like name him God?
Name him Allah. They never call on him for prayers.
Oh.
They call on their idols, and they think Allah is too busy. Okay? So the reason they called him the liar afterwards, imagine for 40 years you're growing in a country or a city. For 40 years people are calling you the honest, the trustworthy. And suddenly when you bring them La ilaha illallah, okay, you transform. Why? Arab lords didn't want fairness because they will have to give power and money to others as well, share power and money with others fairly. And they don't want to share money and power with others fairly. They don't want to do that. And the second thing is that La ilaha illallah is going to chase away what?
Pilgrimage.
Where the people, all people from the Arabian Peninsula, come to Mecca and pray for their own idols. And they bring business with them. So it's also about business that they don't want to lose. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So now they ridiculed him. So what did he do? Allah told him to start with his close friends. So that's how he started. It started with close friends.
New friends.
Yeah. No, he started with new friends. He would to invite his friends. Who was the first man that was invited? No.
Abu Bakr.
And who was the man who became Islam, became a Muslim first? Abu Bakr. From men, Abu Bakr. From boys,
Ali.
From women,
Khadija.
Khadija. Okay? Khadija. So he preached to them. Did they believe him? They believed him because they have seen manners that they haven't seen before anywhere. So they believed him. Okay? They have seen manners that they haven't seen before. Got this part right? Okay. So now, the Prophet started so-called secret da'wah. What is secret da'wah?
He would invite people to his house, and then they would come to his house, they would listen to him preach and all that.
And they ridiculed him and leave. So he made a party for them, sort of, a dinner, and he prepared them, and he told them. So they, the only one, after explaining Islam to them, nobody was interested except Ali. He said, I believe in you. Okay, so that was a secret da'wah. At the beginning, the people of Quraysh didn't worry about Muhammad. Why?
They didn't see him as a threat. Because nobody was believing him, and he's just like, oh, you have three other people, congratulations, you're going nowhere.
No, it's because the only people who were following him were the poor and the weak.
No, at the beginning, the very beginning, they didn't care about him. They said he's like Waraqa. He's like the cousin of Khadija. His name is Waraqa ibn Nawfal, right? Waraqa was a Christian monk, and he was worshipping Allah alone. The true Christians worship Allah alone. And he is the one that told Prophet Muhammad that he is
a prophet. Wait, did Waraqa convert to Muslim?
Yes. And then after this, he died. So Allah kept him alive just to tell Prophet Muhammad that he's a prophet. After that, he died right away.
Right after he said that, he fell to the floor and died?
No, yeah, like a few days he died. Why did Allah make him die?
Because he was done his mission.
Because nobody will come and say the teachings of Prophet Muhammad coming from
Waraqa.
Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Then Waraqa ibn Nawfal gave sad news to the Prophet. He said, people will kick you out.
And they will have written, you told us this last week.
That's exactly right. Okay? So now, they were not worried. So Prophet Muhammad continued making secret da'wah, and the believers, believers increased. And now, Muhammad is scary to them. They are scared of Muhammad. Why? Because they were scared that when he has more followers than them, then he will rule them, and rule them according to
Islam.
That's right. And rule them according to Islam. So they didn't want that. So when people started believing in Prophet Muhammad and becoming Muslim, they start what?
Killing.
Start worried. Started worrying.
Torturing people.
And starting torturing. Why poor people became Muslims?
Because it gave them rights.
Exactly.
All people are equal.
They gave them rights and
fairness. Justice.
And justice. Poor people are hungry for justice. So they joined him. Now, they started worrying. Hey, guys, Muhammad is having a followers, and his followers are increasing. Hey, guys, hold on. If he continues to be this way and his followers increase, it's going to be, it's going to rule us. It's going to take over and rule us. Rule us according to Islam. And they didn't like this. Got it? So now, Prophet Muhammad
was outcast.
Allah is making him use the laws of nature. You see? So after the secret da'wah, okay, people started really, really annoyed about Islam. So they started making false accusations to Prophet Muhammad. They called him a liar. They got a meeting together. Let's call Muhammad a bad name. Okay? So they said he's a liar. People are said, then they replied to themselves, no, we know he's not a liar. He has been 40 years. He grew up in Mecca 40 years. And we know he never lied. So if we tell the public, remember that, they want to destroy his image in front of what? The public, so that no more followers will join him. Got it? Got it? So he wants to destroy his image. So they started looking for something to publicize about him. So they are thinking of something. So they came up with a liar. Did it work? No. Because everybody knew that Muhammad is honest. Then they called him Kahin, monk.
Monk, so what? You call him a monk?
They said,
like monkey.
Yeah, then deal. They said,
big deal.
Name calling.
They were told that monk was not going to work because we know the monks. And Muhammad doesn't look like a monk.
I know, he's not that.
He's not some kind of like, he's not one of those Buddhist people.
He's not a monk.
He's not then, a Buddhist.
Then they said, Muhammad is a poetrist.
What's a poetrist?
Somebody who does poetry.
Poetry?
Oh, poetry. Poetress.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with poetry?
Hmm?
Yeah, this is his magic poetry already.
La ilaha illallah.
What's wrong with doing poetry?
They say the Quran is poetry. Just no, he's not truly from God. You understand?
Yeah, so the they copied it off the Bible.
But he's illiterate, so he can't read or write. So.
Yes, but this is why Allah ridiculed them when they said that. Allah ridiculed them. Allah said he doesn't know even how to spell his name.
Right, he's illiterate.
Yeah, and for a person not being able to spell his name, that person, it would be shame on that person. Except for who? Prophet Muhammad. It is honor to him that he didn't know how to read or write. Why?
Because he was a prophet.
Because
then they can't accuse him for writing the Quran.
Exactly. You know how people publish, if you go to journalism, you publish how many articles?
20 million.
You publish, you try to make your first article, and it's not good.
Then you
get feedback, and you try to make your second article, and it's not good. And you keep trying and trying, learning until you become able, able to write a decent book. But the Prophet is from the beginning, first, like, right from the beginning. He did not attend school, and, okay, and he did not know how to spell his name. You got this part right?
Yeah. For some people, okay. For most people, that's bad, but in his case, it's really good.
Well, yeah, that's something else. So they said it's not a monk. They started thinking, and they could not find something to accuse the Prophet with.
Yeah, you can't find dirt on somebody.
Okay. One guy called Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. The guy who's mentioned in specifically in this surah. This guy, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, he used to judge poetry. Like when they have a poetry competition, he's the judge. Why? Because he loved poetry and he became a professional in poetry. And he's so rich, so he had time to increase his knowledge in poetry and have
poetry.
Poetry. So what happened is that this man went to the Prophet to make offers. Remember now, after they could not give him a bad name, they went into giving him offers. One of the offer was
a million camels.
They gave him offers.
Yes.
Okay, the first offer, a million pieces of bread.
The first offer was, if you like money, we make you the most rich among us.
Who said that?
The Arab lords. The Arab lords. They say, if you want money, we will give you as much money you want. If you want women.
Does everyone understand when I write a dollar sign? Yes, no? No? Okay.
If you want women, we can give you the best and the most beautiful women in the Arabian Peninsula.
And then
and
they say become, the women, I'll give you the best guys.
And then they become your wives. So, what else? If you want to be famous, we will...
Isn't he already pretty much famous for being an outcast?
No, he was still in Mecca.
Yeah, you can be famous for being an outcast.
Like the birdman.
No. They people outside of Mecca didn't know about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yet. Okay.
If you want what?
Women, money, and fame. So, Prophet Muhammad, they also compromised with him. They said, how about if we worship God, worship your God 1 year, and you worship our God another year? The answer for this came from Allah. Which surah that says that? Yes, excellent. Surah Al-Kafirun, as you notice that, say, ya ayyuha al-kafirun, I don't worship what you worship, and you are not worshiping what I worship, and I'm not going to worship what you worship, and you are not worshiping what I worship. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبَدُ. Look how it is repeating them that, okay, that you have your own religion, and I have my own religion. So that offer was declined.
Okay, wait.
Fame.
Fame.
And then they made offers.
Compromise.
603.
And Allah revealed Surah Al-Kafirun to reply for the offers. So now do you see how it is? Islam is following, the spread of Islam is following the laws of nature. Not miracles. The miracles of the Prophet are personal miracles. They were not used to spread Islam, right?
35.
What happened if miracles are used in da'wah?
Then they could see he's a miracle worker, he's dark magic, and then they can use that against him.
No. People will end up worshiping him. Why? Just like Prophet Isa. Just like Prophet Isa. Okay. So.
Perfectly sliced. With this.
So now, what is next?
They start criticizing him.
This Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira.
No, then they go
after his followers.
Yeah, they went after his followers. They used force to torture followers and drive them out of the Islam. That was the Lord. That was the act of the Arab Lord.
Did anybody leave and be like, no, okay, I'm not worshiping anyone? Or do they all like...
Yes, there is one person known that he, under the torture, he cursed Allah and he cursed the Prophet ﷺ.
And then he went to the Prophet and he was like...
Yes. His name was... Ammar ibn Yasir. Ammar ibn
Yasir.
That he went... Then he went crying to the Prophet and said, I've cursed you. The Prophet said, how is your heart? Do you believe in your heart? He said, yes. He said, if they ask you to curse again, curse. Okay? So the Prophet gave him an excuse. He said, because whatever you do under threats and pressure is invalid. You know that? And Allah will not judge you if somebody's forcing you. Allah will not judge you. Okay? So they used force with his followers. Then they went into trying to find a label for him. There is a guy called Al-Walid ibn Muyyah. Very important name to remember. Why? Because Surah Al-Muddathir, a good section of Surah Al-Muddathir is about the guy whose name is...
No.
And he is the father of Khalid ibn al-Walid. You know Khalid ibn al-Walid?
Yeah, he's the Sahaba. Yeah.
Yes, he is the sword of Allah. So Khalid ibn al-Walid is?
Sword
of Allah, who never lost a war. Even when he fought against the Prophet, he did not lose the war. You see? So he never lost a war. He's the Muslim general, and he was called the sword of Allah. And he...
Why did Prophet Muhammad fight against
him?
Why did Prophet Muhammad fight against him? Before he was a Muslim.
Fighting what?
You said the Prophet Muhammad fought against him.
Yeah, yes, they fought before he was Muslim.
Why?
In the Battle of Uhud, he was the leader of the Kuffar army, of the Arab Lord's army, the bad Arab guys. And he was the leader, and he managed to achieve partial victory. Not full victory, but partial victory. So... This guy is the son of who? Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. So, remember that name. What's the name? Al-Walid ibn...
Al-Walid ibn...
Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. They sent him to Muhammad to make an offer, the same offer, like if you want women, if you want money, if you want fame.
If you
want
to shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So Prophet Muhammad was listening politely. And when the guy stopped, the answer of Prophet Muhammad was reciting. No, he didn't say no. He started reciting Surat. Sajda. He's a smart. He doesn't want to say no before making him hear the Quran. So he started listening to Surat Sajda. You know the art in the Quran, the language art?
It makes you cry.
Not only that, but you know how the words, the sound. Look, let's look to a movie, movie.
I always like listening to the Quran because it's like a sound in the core, like it brings like it's like music.
Listen to it before I go to sleep.
Yeah, but I have to memorize. But let me explain to you why is it. Let me explain to you why it is miraculous in this language, and they could not match it. So, and by the way, before Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira went to him, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira went to him. Why I mentioned Khalid ibn al-Walid? Because he's the son of Walid ibn al-Mughira. Walid ibn al-Mughira had how many sons?
17.
Ten. One of them is the Muslim general Khalid ibn al-Walid. Okay? One of them. So he went, and the Prophet started reading Surah Sajda. Guess what he did?
Cry.
No. He started listening. Now, why is it beautiful to listen to Quran and it's miraculous? Because the selection of the word, the sound of the word, will give you music, okay, compatible with the meaning. Like, for example, suspend. That comes as a music. Quran has the music in the pronunciation of the words, you see? So if it is like a scary situation, it's like boom, boom, boom. قاف والقرآن المجيد بل عجيب أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال كفر هذا شيء عجيب أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعدا. I'm reading سورة okay. I'm reading سورة قاف basically. إد ends with what؟ إد 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 إد. So it's like you're hammering the message and the meaning of the surah, that you're hammering the message in the brain of the Arab lords. So it's like this. But at the same time, it talks about the day of judgment, excitation. So the sound of the words matches very well with the music of the word. They could not do it. One of them started doing it. Okay? So people told him, shut up. That's not even close. Okay? The Arab lords told him, shut up. We know when they say this is poetry, okay? They said, the Walid ibn al-Mughira said, that's not poetry. That's something else we have never experienced. Something amazing. He was listening to the Prophet and he's sitting up there. So after he listened to the message, he realized that Prophet Muhammad is a true prophet. He realized, he believed at that point he's a true prophet. So when he went back to his people, listen to this, because this guy is getting the worst punishment. And this guy, Walid ibn al-Mughir.
Why?
Yeah, I'm mentioning why. When he went back to his people, his face was different. So they say, oh God, Muhammad did his black magic on al-Walid. Look at him. He's coming. So Walid said, the words of Muhammad has special beauty. The rise of the vowels bring you up to take fruits from a tree. And the decline of the vowels make you go down and drink from a spring. Look how is he describing. He said, the rises of the vowel, the rise of the words, the recitation, when the tone rises, it's like carrying you to eat dates. And when the tone declines, it is taking you to eat,
To drink water.
Can you repeat that?
When you listen to the noises, it like makes you...
Noises?
Like, sorry, when you listen to the music...
To the tones, yeah.
To the tones, like it makes you want to go down, like drink the water from the springs, and it's so beautiful. It makes you want to
Decline. Yeah. They said, Al-Walid, what are you saying about Islam? Now you're publicizing Islam, right? People knew that this guy is perfect in poetry. If he, whatever he said, is publicizing Islam, making people public, be attracted to Islam. So they told him, no, hold on, no.
Hold on.
No, you have to say something bad. Shut up, you have to say something bad.
Okay.
So what was that bad thing? He realized that Prophet Muhammad is a true prophet. So he was thinking, the first thing that he thought about, should I join Muhammad? He knows he's the truth. He's now sure. should I join Muhammad? And he thought about it. Remember, he knows that Muhammad is true. Should I join Muhammad? And then he started, he said to himself, I know that he's the true messenger. But he started doing the calculations in his head. And he said that if I follow Muhammad, and instead of being Lord, I would be equal to the slaves. And the people of Mecca are going to persecute me. You got this part right? So he said, they told him to come up with something that they publicized about the Prophet. Guess what did he come with?
What?
He said he is a sorcerer. He is a witch, basically. He said he is a witch.
So Paul Madison,
now, why this was more convincing than liar and crazy and monk and dishonest, why this one is more convincing? I talked about it today intentionally in the assembly. If you listen to the assembly, I was talking about the black magic. What are the effects of black magic?
The effect is like
a husband will hate his wife.
Whoa.
After loving her so much, he hates her suddenly for no reason. A person will hate his job. A person will hate something that he used to love so much. So he said Muhammad is a sorcerer. Why? Because there will be two brothers. One of them become Muslim, the other one not. And suddenly the two brothers become enemies. There would be a father and son, and a mother and son, or a mother and daughter. The son or the daughter become a Muslim, and the mother doesn't want them to be Muslims. So they turn into enemies. Got it? See how smart is the idea? He said, this is sorcery. Muhammad is a witch because his words divide people. So remember in the assembly I said that the effect of black magic is to make people that are have love bonding hate each other. So they said that one, okay, was good. Really, was good accusation.
Put a photo.
They say Muhammad is a witch. People believed that. Why? Because he turns family members into enemies.
Everything.
Got it. So how did he come that? Listen to the description. Listen to the description. I'm going to point. Allah described this moment in details. In details. In Surah Al-Muddathir, the seerah you're memorizing. Look. Read this. After knowing that Islam is true, started what? Fakkara wa qaddar. Look how Allah described him as a video camera. Ha. Thumma. Next. May Allah kill him for his idea. And then may Allah kill him because of his ideas. Again. Thumma nadar. He started looking far. Then he do like frown. And then he said, he rejected the message and said it's sorcery. That was the one, that description that can falsely, فَقَالَ So Allah described him that way, okay? And then Allah also in the surah said that I have given him, he used to be called the one of a kind. He used to be called what?
One of a kind.
Why? Because the Kaaba needs a dress, right? The Kaaba needs a dress. the entire Arabian Peninsula will put the funds together to give the Kaaba dress in 1 year. Got it? Al-Walid, by himself, will give a dress to the Kaaba alone in the next year. See how rich he is? See how rich he is? You get how much money he has? He has more money than the Arabs combined. Okay? Got it? So he was the one of the kind. And also he had how many sons?
Ten
sons. Like Khalid ibn al-Walid.
Split them ten ways.
Yeah, like 10 sons, like Khalid ibn al-Walid. Similar to Khalid ibn al-Walid. Because he is one, the general, the Muslim, the most famous and the strongest Muslim general is Khalid ibn al-Walid. So now, Allah said the punishment, his punishment. Allah said,
إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرِ.
Allah said, huh?
سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرْ. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرْ. لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا مَا.
Where is سَوْرَةُ الْكُهُ سَعُودَ. Here. Allah said about him, سَأُرْهِقُهُ صَعُودًا. He will get the one of the worst punishments in hell. Why?
Because he
saw. He knew the truth, but he didn't follow it. So Allah said his punishment is the climbing. This punishment in hellfire is called the punishment of the climbing. What is it, the punishment of the climbing? Allah will raise a mountain from the bottom of hell. And this mountain, the rocks are
lava.
Are like, the rocks are like cool.
Cool?
Like burning cool.
Cool, like lava.
Yes. And then Allah will give him the feeling that if he climbs this mountain, if he climbs this mountain all the way to the top, then the amount of punishment would be reduced. The amount of punishment would be reduced. So he will climb the mountain with all this fire until he reaches to the top of the mountain. Guess what Allah does?
He's already the
Allah will make the knock the mountain down and raises another mountain. That's why Allah said سَأُرْهِقُهُ صَعُودًا, means I'll make him get punished by the climbing punishment. Okay?
Is anybody else getting the climbing punishment?
No, it's him only. He's getting the climbing punishment. And he's going to be سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرْ. سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرْ means I am going to make him taste سَقَرْ. Saqar is one of the valleys in hell, bottom of the hell, which is extremely, extremely painful. Do you understand now?
Taste it?
Huh? Yeah, like, like live in it. Fire has everything that makes you miserable, that makes the person miserable. If you think about something that makes someone miserable, it is in hell. It is in hell. So you need to watch for hell. You need to make sure you're not going to hell. You need to pay attention to your deeds. And it's not kidding, it's not joke. It is not kidding, it's not joke. Okay? So that was the end of the story of the Walid ibn al-Mughira. And he was killed in the Battle of Badr. And he was killed in the Battle of Badr.
Fighting on the Muslim side? Or
no, fighting on the Kuffar side. And he went to his promised punishment.
The promised land of
punishment. All right? Okay, you're dismissed.